This is Protection of the Pack, an urban fantasy book written by Heather G. Harris, narrated by Elise Gibbs. If you'd like to hear about Heather's latest gossip, new releases and bargains, please sign up to her VIP newsletter at heathergharris.com/subscribe. Chapter 1. Death was the best thing that ever happened to me. Okay, so I didn't actually die, but it was a damn near thing. I planned my funeral. I quit my job. I was in a freaking hospice. The end was nigh. The light at the end of the tunnel was shining down on me. It was terrifying. Turns out, I wasn't ready to die. I got lucky. My best friend, Jess, was my salvation. She broke some rules, busted me out of the hospice, and the rest, as they say, is history. Sure, I'm a werewolf now, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Even so, it was hard to feel anything warm and fuzzy as I looked at the man who had caused my near-death experience. James hadn't known that Jess would save me. He'd slept with me and condemned me to death, all the while making me fall a little in love with him. Bloody succubus. And here he was, on the floor in front of me, looking up at me with angry eyes. Everything in his defiant body language said a clear fuck you. I glared back. Of the two of us, I had far more right to feel hard done by. He'd nearly killed me, for God's sake, and I'd loved him. Or I thought I had. Now all I felt was bitter and disillusioned. I hadn't been his first victim, but I would be his last. James had left a trail of broken hearts and dead bodies in his wake. I'd managed to account for 19 women who'd had organ failure after dating him. 19! And those were just the ones I'd found out about. Consequently, I didn't feel any remorse about the karma that was about to kick his ass. Karma's name is Esme. She's my wolf. And she loves killing things. It turns out being a werewolf isn't at all like Underworld or Van Helsing. I should know. After I got turned into one, I binge-watched a bunch of movies to see if any of them are accurate. None of them are. Not a one. Vampires are real, except they're called vampires. Werewolves are real too, except it's just like having your own personal wolf inside your head. When you shift, there's no walking on hind legs or having jaws like a crocodile. You just become a huge wolf with extra strength, speed, and a side of super-fast healing. Esme and I have a deal. I drive when we're on two legs, and she drives when we're on four. It works for us. She has a ruthlessness that I'll never match because my human morality gets in the way. But Esme sees things in black and white. She never hesitates, which is good, because as much as I hated James for what he'd done to me and all the other girls before me, I couldn't deal with him. But Esme? She'd make mincemeat out of him, and I'd hold her handbag for her while she did it. This was, of course, another test set by my pack. Since I'd become Alpha, the weeks had been filled with test after test after test. My second, Manners, had dealt with as many of them as he could, but now the pack needed to see Esme and me in action. I turned my thoughts inward. "Ready for some violence?" I asked Esme lightly. I felt her delight rise up. "Always," she responded eagerly. "It's time to show them that we're not all mouth and no trousers." "All mouth and no trousers," she repeated dubiously, sending me an image of myself butt naked with a joker-esque grin on my face. I managed not to snort with laughter. "It means we need to show them that we mean business. We're not just braggarts. We can back up what we say with action." "So, violence?" Her excitement thrummed through us. "Yeah, in this case, violence, but don't give me nightmares," I half commanded, half pleaded. "I love Esme. She's tough and honest, and never beats around the bush. She's also incredibly violent and has a very skewed moral compass. But being a wolf, it's not like she's had the chance to read Aristotle. Lord Samuel had told me that most werewolves struggle, the human side battling the wolf side that is always raging for dominance and control. Esme and I have none of that. She's my sister from another mister, and I trust her completely. How could I not? We share one body and one heart, but two very different minds. We have no secrets from each other. She's more than my wolf. She's literally the other half of me that I didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?